to you live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip. It's golf and other four-letter words. And now your host, you've heard him on ESPN, Fox Sports, and Sirius XM Radio, Mr. Dennis Silvers.
Oh, hi. I'm just double-checking that my balls are round here. How is everybody? Welcome to the show. I'm your host. Thank you. Dennis Silvers, welcome to this edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words right here on Vegas Video Networks. The four-letter word for today is stay. We want you to stay. Why we want you to stay? Because, you know, if you like golf, you're going to love golf and other four-letter words. We've got a great guest for you tonight. Let me quickly introduce him to you, Mr. Brandon Stooksbury, who is the lead instructor over at the PGA Tour Academy right here in Las Vegas. Welcome to the show, my man.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Just sit back, relax. You're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to put you to work in just a couple of minutes. We're going to be spending a lot of time with Brandon. Obviously, let me take care of a little business, though, before we get into the meat of the show. We'd love to hear from you. Questions, comments, suggestions, whatever, send me an email. Really easy to do, golf at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Golf at VegasVideoNetwork.com. For those of you that can't wait, that are more in the moment, we've got live chat, real easy. Go online, VegasVideoNetwork.com. Hit that little live chat button. You'll talk to somebody. Hey, I've got a question for Dennis. I've got a question for Brandon. I've got a comment, whatever. We'd love to hear from you, and hopefully we'll get some of your questions towards the end of the show. Also, while you're online, check out all the other very fine shows seen exclusively right here on Vegas Video Network. All right, let me tell you a little bit about my buddy Brandon Stooksbury. Of course, he's a PGA teaching professional. I mentioned he's the lead instructor at the PGA Tour Academy out here at TPC Las Vegas. Very, very fine academy. And before coming to Las Vegas, Brandon worked for a mutual friend of ours, one of the top, got to be considered five, golf instructors Absolutely. In the world, Mr. Jim McLean. He's one of the top five, isn't he, Brandon?
Absolutely. He is. He is four.
He's number four. All right. There you go. I got a little, before we go on, I got a little concern. You told me that Stooksbury, trying saying that with a piece of bubble gum in your mouth, is Scottish. You and I both love music. I've never seen you play bagpipes. I've never seen you, wearing some kilts. What's up with that?
Right. It's
How was that Scottish?
I have no idea. All of my ancestors, as far back as I've ever seen them, are right there in East Tennessee.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure they didn't call it Stooksbury in Scottish. I think that's a little bit of hillbilly twang.
Yeah.
Twisted up. But yeah, that's what I've been told. Scottish descent.
That's all right. Well, welcome.
Interesting
welcome
stuff.
Board.
Thank
you're gonna,
you.
You're going to have fun tonight. Before we get into the show, let me take care of a little bit of business. As you know, golf and other four-letter words is being brought to you by the great people out at Las Vegas Golf Pyatt Resort, located in the northwest part of the valley. The only 54 holes of championship golf right here in Las Vegas. As they say, 360-degree views, 2,800 feet above stress level. So stress level, go out to Paiute. Okay, all three courses ranked in Golf Magazine's top 15 best public courses in Nevada for 2010, also great practice facilities. Last week we told you a little bit about their newest course, the Wolf Course. Of course, all three are designed by the great Pete Dye, very, very renowned golf architect. Tonight I want to tell you a little bit about one of my favorite courses out there, Sun Mountain. Let's take a look at some of the photos we've got. This is a photo from the tee off of number four. Beautiful golf hole, humps and bumps, a little bit of water on the right-hand side. Again, Spring Mountains in the back. Absolutely lovely, absolutely serene. Next picture I want to show you is looking down the fairway on number six. Okay, absolutely another Pete Dye hallmark par five. You've got all of the great sand traps, of course, with the wooden planks there. That's a very distinct hallmark from Pete Dye. Wonderful, wonderful golf hole. Finally, this is what the approach shot looks like for you guys on number 14. This is also another beautiful hole. Look at that, Spring Mountains in the back, clear as a bell, serene out there. That's why they call it no stress golf out there. Do yourself a favor, go out to Paiute, get yourself around for local players that haven't been out there, give them a call. It's 702-658-1400. For those of you people outside of Las Vegas, come to Las Vegas. You want to play Paiute Golf Resort, toll-free number, doesn't cost you anything, 800-711-2833. So do yourself a favor, go out and play. You'll have a great time. Absolutely fantastic. Three beautiful golf courses. We'll have a little more about Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort at the end of the show. All right, time to get into our very first segment, one I like on the show, and that is called Tournament Scorecard. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tournament Scorecard. Let me start off. Great story here. Young Brent Snedeker wins in a playoff over Luke Donald to win the Heritage Classic at Harbortown Links. Great, great golf scores, denying Luke Donald to become the number one player in the world. Very, very exciting tournament. Very, very exciting last day. You've got to love it because Brandon is from Tennessee, y'all. And Brent Snedeker went to...
Yeah, he went to Vanderbilt.
Also born in Nashville.
Born and raised in Nashville, absolutely.
What did you think of the tournament?
It's fantastic.
It was great.
It was awesome that Luke had a chance to, you know, to make it go a few more holes.
Right.
And unfortunately, he missed it. But yeah. Great tournament. Great golf course. Great area. It's been around forever.
Been around forever.
Really cool tournament.
They're in trouble, you know, and I'm you know, want to put a plea out to everybody. If you got a lot of money laying around, you got nothing to do with, and you want to sponsor a golf tournament. The Heritage Classic is, in fact, looking for a sponsor, and I don't think they're going to have too much problem getting this. It's got a long tradition. Players absolutely love coming there. I think somebody's going to step up to the plate, don't you?
Yeah, you would have to think so. I mean, with the lighthouse in the background and all the history that's there, I mean, I would think it would be a no-brainer for a company looking for, looking for a good sponsorship.
I do too.
It's a good tournament. I think it's going to be safe.
I do too. All right, let me tell you what this tournament did for Mr. Brent Snedeker. Brought him his second PGA Tour win, of course, gets that great two-year exemption.
Absolutely.
All right, so he knows what he's doing. Before he came into the tournament, on the money list, he was ranked 27th, so he wasn't exactly starving. Got a nice check for this one and moved himself all the way up to number 7 on the official PGA Tour. But he left top 10 with a little over, skosh over $2 million. $2,031,000 altogether. So already a very, very good year for Brent Snedeker. FedEx Cup, that's always important. These guys are playing for $10 million bucks at the end of the year before this tournament. Brent was at number 30, also having a good standing there. Moved himself up to number 7 with 975 points. Still got a little work to do. He trails the leader by 232 points, and of course that could be taken care of by winning another tournament and find yourself on top of the heat. All right, world ranking, that's very, very important. Last week, Brent came into the tournament and ranked number 66 in the world, not exactly an unknown. Walks away being number 38 with the world golf ranking points, and that's very, very important because you know the better you are, the more you have at the world points ranking, more stuff you get into.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So it's also important. This guy is no fluke, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you just quickly about Brent Snedeker. Top 10 finishes, very important on the PGA Tour. How about a T2 with 5 out of 11 events finishing in the top 10? That's pretty strong. That's going to make you some money, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's having a great year. You know, a lot of times you don't hear a lot about the guy that finishes second. You just hear a lot about the guy that finishes first. But that's pretty impressive.
That's very
5 out of 10 tournaments, top 2. That's pretty strong playing.
That is very strong. Also, putts per round, T5. That's a great stat, isn't it?
Huge stat. It's not one that's really followed a lot because there's not a lot of glamour surrounding it. But that's how you make money out there. And being in the top 10 in putting, you're bound to do pretty well.
You're going
to
take home some nice checks. Also, 15th. In scoring average on the PGA Tour with just a titch. What's a titch,
Randy? Well, I was going to ask what a skosh was.
It's like a skosh.
Is it a little more or a little less?
I think it's actually a little less.
Okay.
A little less with 70.09, and that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. You know, anytime you can you can have it under par out there. You've played some good golf.
You've played some real good golf. So anyway, congratulations to Brent Snedeker, having a great year, and I suspect it's just going to carry on all through 2011. Absolutely. All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to step away, take a short station ID. When we come back, we're going to have one of my favorite segments called Birdies and Bogeys. You're going to love it. Stay with us. We're back with you right after this.
This is David Ivey from Pub Crawl. It's funny because this is David from... You should just leave it on. Hi, I'm David Ivey from Pub Crawl, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And scene.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. I'm your host, Dennis Silvers, along with my good friend, Mr. Brandon Stooksberry from the PGA Tour Academy right here in Las Vegas. All right, birdies or bogeys? I'm going to give you some things about some, you know, gossip going on the tour, some media-related events. I want you to tell me what you think of it, whether it's a birdie or a bogey. Okay. And we usually have a lot of fun with this. All right. Tour star Ian Poulter, everybody knows Ian Poulter, got his own line of clothing, dresses absolutely phenomenally, a little loud at times, guy with the, you know, the gelled hair and the whole deal, very, very good player. He claimed, Brandon, that the house he was renting last week for the Heritage Classic was haunted by a ghost. He said some very, very strange things were happening. He locked the door at night. He'd get up in the morning, the door would be unlocked, heard all sorts of weird noises, called some of his brethren, some of the other tour professionals, tweeted that there was a ghost in the house. What's going on? I don't know. What's going on with Ian Poulter? Maybe too much moose?
I'm going to have to go with bogey on that one. That sounds like a real bad excuse for not playing good golf. I don't know. That's an interesting area, but I don't know about a ghost in the house.
I don't know. And I think this happened on a Saturday night, and you're right about the bad golf. I think Sunday shot 75 and cost himself a lot of money. But he was serious about it, though. He said, honest, there's a ghost in this house, and I wish I had some way to be able to video or shoot this thing. Weird.
If he was really that serious, I'm going to go with too much moose.
I agree.
I don't know about that one.
I agree. I like his action. I love watching him play. The guy is just dresses fantastic. Like I say, he's got his own line of clothes. He's very, very much fun to watch. All right, Champions Tour player Ken Green. You know about this guy. He had his leg amputated a couple of years ago. Terrible, terrible accident, which his girlfriend, his brother was killed. It was horrible. Leg amputated 2 years ago. He returned to action last week. To play in the Liberty Mutual Legends of Golf. He was paired with Mark Calcavecchia. They finished T31. He says that his conditioning physically is worsening. His golf game is worsening because he just doesn't have the stamina to practice. But you've got to take your hat off to this guy. Unbelievable.
What a great story. I'm sure his ability to practice has been shortened and his golf game is depleting, but I can't even imagine. Losing a leg and still having the desire to get out there and try to make a go of it. Yeah. What a great story.
It's inspiring. It's a tragedy, actually. It's a very sad thing, but on the other hand, it's very, very inspiring. He walked off the last screen with tears in his eyes. Yeah. He said, "This is what I love to do. I just want to play golf. I hope I could come back someday and maybe get in a top 10 in one of these tournaments." It's really absolutely incredible, especially when he says his conditioning is getting worse, going through a little bit of depression. Hats off to Ken Green.
Absolutely.
Good on you, mate. All right, Donald Trump. The Donald has been very, very critical of our president, of President Obama, basically saying, plays too much damn golf, and he plays at the wrong time. He's going, Mr. President, why are you out there? You've got wars going on. You got a bad economy. You got this, that, and the other. Take it easy. Take care of business. Plenty of time to play golf.
Well, first of all, I can't see Donald Trump as president playing less golf than what
I can't either.
Than what
Good
our
point.
Current than what our
and by the way,
played.
Let me interrupt you for a second. Donald Trump says if he was elected president, he would be, without a doubt, slam dunk, the best playing golfing president of all time because he thinks that's good. I think Donald's game's a little, I think he's a little, overestimates his game a little bit. But I, you know what? There's a lot of crap going on in this country. Everybody has to have an outlet, including the president.
Absolutely.
And what better way to sneak away for 4 or 5 hours than a round of golf?
Absolutely. It's quiet. Obviously, you don't have to worry too much about security. I don't blame the guy for playing at all, you know, in his situation. I think I'd certainly want to get away and play some golf. But, yeah, I don't believe for a second that the Donald's going to play less golf if he gets put in that position.
I don't buy
that story at all. So.
I don't either. I just don't either. I know he's making a move. He's buying a lot of golf courses. He's developing a lot of golf courses. He wants to be somebody in the golf business.
They're all over the place. They keep popping up. And they're all great properties. I think his most recent one is actually overseas, maybe in Scotland or Ireland. But I've played a couple of the ones down in Florida, and they're awesome. So he spares no expense.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we'll see how big he gets. But they're all great properties. So more power to him. We need more golf courses.
Yeah. Well, if he does decide, you know, make it official and run for president, wouldn't it be funny if he gets invited to a debate and his people say, you know, sorry, the Donald's out playing golf again. Make it. I don't know. Could happen. All right, here's one for you. Mindy Lawton. For you folks out there that don't know who Mindy Lawton is, she was the Orlando waitress who admitted having an affair with Tiger Woods. She was just sentenced to a year in jail, Brandon, for a drunk driving accident. What was it? Tiger wouldn't bail her out or what?
I got to go with Bogey on that one. That doesn't do much for the credibility when you're trying to claim that you had an affair with Tiger. I don't know about that one.
I don't know.
Not much to say there. Oopsie, right?
Yeah, oopsie. Well, yeah, it all comes back. You know, I guess it's... I don't know. It's pretty. Apparently she's a very good tipper, and I think Tiger will attest to that.
Turnaround's fair play, right?
Exactly right. And this place was right near his house, so apparently he was there frequently.
Ah.
And they started up this little conversation, and of course one thing, you know, led to another. But I don't know. I think maybe I heard that she was the one who cut it off. Because, you know, she really discovered he really wasn't that long on par five. So anyway, we'll find out. All right, here's one that just tugs at my heart. It's been reported that tour star young Rory McIlroy, phenom, got one of the greatest golf swings I've ever seen. What a talent this young man is from Ireland. He broke up, Brandon, with his girlfriend after 6 years, okay? After the breakup, it's said that he spends most of his time, doesn't go out at night or anything, spends most of his time when he's home with his gal pal in their shared home in Ireland. You think maybe that's why he broke up with his girlfriend? What's going on there?
I don't know. That might have had something to do with it. I guess hooking it left out of play at Augusta loses more than just the tournament, right?
You're not kidding.
Yeah, I don't know about that gal pal stuff.
Strange.
A little bit weird.
Yeah, they met when they were like 14 or something, but that's too bad because obviously this guy is at 21, is already turned in. On his way. And he's going to make mega bucks.
No question.
And he's going to be living the good life, you know, rich and famous. So anyway.
Who's the fool there, right?
Who's the fool there? That's exactly right. So anyway, that's birdies or bogeys. All right. Time for our last segment in the show. This is a segment that I look forward to because it's a little more serious. It helps you. It helps me. Don't forget, get on that live chat, okay? VegasVideoNetwork.com. Hit that live chat. Send in your question because you want to be helped in your golf game. I do. I know you do to help us play golf a little bit better. So before I came in, we had a slug, and this is called Handicap Helper. We had a slug of emails that I went through before coming into the show, and I picked out about four or five of the more interesting ones, I thought, and I hope you enjoy them as much as I did. First one, Brandon, is from Angelo. Angelo in Las Vegas. He says, I'm just learning the game. I love it. Great. Learning the game, I love it. Don't want to spend a lot of money on clubs. Any thoughts?
Yeah, there's, the first thing I would tell you is don't fall into the trap of thinking that any club is a good club. Stick with your major manufacturers. Fortunately, most of those manufacturers now are putting together sets of golf clubs where you can actually get the irons, the woods, the bag, the wedges, the putter, and the whole deal for a reasonable price point. Make sure you like the game before you spend too much on it. But I think you can still get good equipment at a decent price.
I do too.
Without too much trouble.
And you know what? Another quick thought for Angelo is a friend of mine told me you can always go on eBay and find some really good bargains on that.
You can. You have to be a little bit careful on eBay. There's a lot of counterfeit out there.
Yeah.
But certainly if you check the seller's feedback and make sure you're buying the right product, no question, you can find some good product that might be a season or two old that's still fantastic at a great price.
Absolutely. All right. I think we've got a live chat question, Scott.
We do, sir. We actually have three of them.
Okay.
Let's start with Mark. Mark wants to know, is there a course in Las Vegas that's good for beginners?
A course in Las Vegas that's good for beginners. I'm going to let you take that first, and I'm going to come in, Brandon.
Well, I think the obvious answer would probably be Las Vegas Muni first, which is Las Vegas Golf Club, I think they call it, on Washington and Decatur.
Oldest club in Las Vegas, by
the way,
folks. Oldest
club in Las Vegas. But the great thing about Las Vegas, you know, as fun as desert golf can be, if you play the right tees, any course in Vegas, I think, can be fun. So based on your ability, just make sure you're not playing the golf course too long. I think you could play just about anywhere.
My experience was, Brandon, I used to start out on the executive courses or even the pitch and putt until I learned a little bit of rhythm and tempo, until I felt actually the club head hitting the ball. Then I kind of worked my way onto the big course. What do you think of that?
Yeah, no, that's certainly a way to do it. You know, the facility I teach at every day, I think a lot of people tend to be scared of, at TPC Las Vegas because it held a tour event. But I think any course you can go to. Just make sure you play the right tees.
Okay, there you go, Angelo.
You should be good.
All right, I'm sorry, Mark. We got another live chat question, Scotty.
We do. Ted wants to know, at what level of play should someone get an instructor, and what is the best way to find one you're compatible with?
Boy, that is a very, very good question. I know this might be a little self-serving, but you're an instructor. Brandon, what do you say?
I'm going to have to go with immediately. you really have to be careful. As far as compatibility goes, there are a few things I think you need to look for in an instructor. Certainly the communication level has to be there, and I think it'll come out immediately whether or not you're hitting it off with the instructor or not. But you can't go too early. You know, most of the bad habits that come up in this game come from people not getting instruction early enough, and you kind of try to find your own way, and the game's hard enough. Let somebody help you.
Absolutely.
So, I'd say try it out. Find a good instructor. That might be me. but I think, in a couple of lessons, you'll know pretty quick whether or not you're hitting it off with a guy or gal.
Absolutely.
You can't go wrong.
No.
Get in as early as you can.
I agree. Communication is very important, and learning golf is like building a house. You've got to have a good foundation. Otherwise, you're going to have some cracks and weaknesses for your entire life. All right, one more, Scott.
Yeah, from John. He wants to know, how much experience does a golfer need to have before they can become a PGA golf instructor?
Whoa, boy, is that a Pandora's box?
Wow.
You're the professional.
You're
the tournament player.
Yeah. That's a tough question to answer. I know the way I treat my career, I don't feel like I ever stop learning. I don't ever have enough information. The more I can gather, the better. So that's a journey that I've been on for about 15 years now, and don't plan on quitting anytime soon. You know, the interesting thing about this business is an instructor that is not as talented as others, the game tends to weed them out.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're going to go down that path, I encourage you. I'll be happy to help you any way I can, with advice. But do your homework, dig into it, and don't quit.
Yeah. And I would say a key word, Brandon, and I'm sure you would agree with me, is dedication.
Absolutely.
Dedication.
You got to hard work, dedication. It never stops.
Never stops. So we hope that helps you. And like Brandon says, PGA Tour Academy, TPC Las Vegas, he's there to help you. All right, I've got an interesting question here from George from Henderson. He says, I just moved here from the Midwest. Why is golf so damn expensive here?
I think if we had the answer to that, we'd all be making a little more money. Certainly, I think the casinos have a lot to do with it. You know, this is a this is a transient town more than any I've ever seen. And so we have a lot of people coming in and a lot of people coming out. And those people that come in oftentimes are on vacation where they're a little less concerned about money. And I think any capitalistic golf course owner is going to take advantage of that. You know, so the good news is deals can be found for locals. You just got to ask the right questions and call the right facilities.
Yep.
So don't ever hesitate to throw out that you're a local. You probably have to show your driver's license, but you can find some decent golf in the city for a good
price
if you.
And I think too, Brandon, anytime that you you come to a tourist destination like Las Vegas, there a lot of courses are catering to what's known as the resort player.
Absolutely.
And there you're going to have your higher fees. But like you say, there's some really good bargains around if you're a local.
Absolutely.
You could get yourself a club and get a card, and it becomes pretty reasonable. All right, last question. We're getting a little bit short of time. Dwayne from Portland, is it easier, Brandon, to play downwind or into the wind? Because he says, I have trouble doing both. And I know personally, when I was learning the game, I always thought playing downwind was a little bit tougher.
A little bit tougher. That's interesting. I was actually going to go the other way. When the wind's blowing back into you, it tends to make spin react worse. So most of the amateur golfers that I deal with have some sort of side spin issue, and into the wind, it tends to make that problem a little bit worse. Plus, you get a little more distance downwind.
Right.
But I'll throw one tip out there for you. Regardless of whether it's into the wind or down to the wind or downwind, try to swing a little easier. That might be a little bit counterintuitive, downwind or into the wind, really. You want to try to hit it harder. But make sure you catch it on the center of the club face, and that usually means slowing it down a bit.
Right. So. Got to get it soft. And who was – I forgot who it was right off the top of my head who came up with the saying, swing easy when it's breezy.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that is.
I know, and I just can't pull it out.
Let's call that an old Chinese proverb.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
that's a great comment, though.
Yeah,
that's a great,
yeah,
that's a good one.
That's very, very good advice. All right, not all is lost for you golf balls. We've got some very, very good tour action this week. Let me just run it down real quickly. On the PGA Tour, the Zurich Classic at TPC Louisiana, which – Brandon has been to, says it's a marvelous golf course in Avondale, Louisiana. The LPGA Tour is in action at the Avnet LPGA Classic, and that's at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail. Great facility in Mobile, Alabama. No action for the old guys on the Champions Tour. Nationwide Tour has a good event, the South Georgia Classic in Valdosta, Georgia. And can you guess? Yeah, that's in southern Georgia. Okay, and the European Tour has a very good event, the Ballantines Championship in South Korea. Why do they call it a Ballantine? Should be, what, sake or Kirin
like
beer,
yeah.
or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, let me just wrap up the show by saying, please get a hold of us here at the show. You get a hold of me again at golf@vegasvideonetwork.com. Love to hear your questions, comments, suggestions, whatever. If you like another segment on the show, and you can email me there also, VegasVideoNetwork.com. Check out not only my show, but all of the other good shows that are seen right here. And I want to thank you, buddy, for coming in. Great job.
Yeah, it was great.
And again, if you're looking for some great golf instruction, go see Brandon out at the PGA Tour Academy at TPC Las Vegas. He'll help you. He's helping me. I'm working with him, and he's doing great things for my game. Also, I want to thank the great people out at Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort for sponsoring the show. Again, if you're new to town, especially if you're new to town, give them a call. Go out there. Three wonderful Peak Dye Championship golf courses. So a big shout-out for them. Next week, got a very good show. Lee Mr. Matthew Grove, who's the director of golf at Dragon Ridge Country Club right there in Henderson, of course, is going to be our guest. Is going to be a real good one. Until then, I hope you get a chance to play golf this weekend. And remember, if you do, don't forget, take two pairs of pants. That's in case you get a hole in one. Fairways and greens to everybody. We'll see you right back here next week, same place. So long, everybody.